Good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon, I'm going to speak about the risk factors of tuberculosis disease in Kansas. It's a secondary data analysis of Kansas TB surveillance data between 2004 to 2013. I hope you will enjoy, and I welcome your questions and comments. So I don't have any relationship to disclose. So we're going to talk about the risk factors of tuberculosis based on the race, ethnicity, U.S.-born and foreign-born population in Kansas. The other aim is to understand the characteristics and the incidence rates of TB between U.S.-born and foreign-born population. We're going to focus on the foreign-born population in terms of understanding the high-risk groups, specifically in Kansas. So tuberculosis is still a significant public health concern globally. In a couple of countries, it's still an public health emergency because it's very common. It's one of the most commonest infection caused by a single infectious agent next to HIV/AIDS. The case fatality rate associated with it's pretty high worldwide, especially in some of the high incident countries, I would say. The other factor which is associated with this, since it is known as one of the challenging diseases in terms of diagnosing, treatment, and TB control and prevention, because the increasing rates among specific population groups. And the third thing, why it is still a significant concern, because majority of the TB happens among the most vulnerable population in the society. So say, for example, maybe migrants, prisoners, minorities, refugees, maybe children, women are more likely to affect HIV, people with a poor immune system overall, substance abusers, etc. So as you all know, tuberculosis is spreads from person to person through air droplet nuclei, basically. And the most important difference, it has two conditions clinically. One is latent tuberculosis and one is active TB disease. So in latent tuberculosis, what happens is the bacteria is in your body, but they are in the dormant form, rather they are in inactive form. So you're asymptomatic, you're not infectious, and you cannot diagnose it on a sputum test or a X-ray is not diagnosable. In the case of active TB disease, what happens is bacteria are active, so you're symptomatic, you're infectious, and you are a case of TB. And this is important part as we move further. It's really connected to my study. We'll see how it is. Coming to the tuberculosis trends in the U.S., in 2013, we found total 9588 new TB cases. The good news is the case counts and the incidence associated with TB is continuously decreasing in the United States. But the disparity associated with TB, especially focusing on among the specific populations, is a very important concern in terms of TB achieving the TB elimination in the U.S. So this is what I was talking about, the disproportionate burden among various races and ethnicity groups. If we see nationally, non-Hispanic Asian American reported highest TB burden. In 2013, the average TB incidence among non-Hispanic Asian American reported 21 times higher rates compared to the non-Hispanic white population. Coming to the differences between the U.S.-born and the foreign-born population nationally, we can see that the significantly higher burden among foreign-born population compared to the U.S.-born population. And in 2013, the average TB incidence among foreign-born was 13 times higher compared to the U.S.-born population in the United States. So based on this information, we formulated a couple of questions for this particular study, where we would like to understand the demographic patterns for TB disease in Kansas. We would like to understand the differences in TB incidence especially US-born and foreign-born population. And we also like to assess the effect of length of stay based on the World Vision population. So we have taken this data from Kansas TB surveillance database, and as we all know, TB is one of the nationally notified rare diseases. So the surveillance system is collected based on the passive surveillance where physicians and nurses and healthcare providers need to report the TB case, active TB case, within 24 hours to each state department, basically. So that's how we got the data, and we created this new variable called length of stay based on the information we had. Original date of entry in US and date of TB diagnosis. So we basically subtracted original date of entry in US from date of TB diagnosis, and we got the length of stay and we classified into 5 groups just to get more specific high risk groups in Kansas population. We also used annual summary of vital statistics to calculate the incidence rate for 100,000 population. We also have conducted the descriptive statistic using frequencies and percentage, and also used the logistic regression in terms of understanding the odds of getting active TB disease based on some of the factors, and we'll see what are the results now. So it's pretty clear that non-Hispanic white population reported higher TB burden overall, followed by non-Hispanic. Just compare the race and ethnicity. Coming to the country of birth, as you can see, 63% of the population in Kansas reported, from the foreign part of the world, reported their TB burden compared to the US-born population. Then we divide the population in foreign-born versus US-born, and based on that, we try to assess the characteristics of the population, and it's pretty clear that non-Hispanic Asian reported higher TB burden from the foreign one group compared to the non-Hispanic white population, which reported the higher burden from US one group. Coming to the incidence rate graph, such as that, the average TB incidence rate for foreign one reported significantly higher compared to the US-born population. The average TB incidence rate between 2004 to 2013 among foreign-born was 15 times higher compared to US-born population. Coming to the TB incidence rate by race, non-Hispanic Asian population reported the higher TB burden, significantly higher burden, I would say. And the average TB incidence rate for non-Hispanic Asian American population was 21 times higher compared to the non-Hispanic white population in Kansas. Coming to the ethnicity, the incidence rate among the Hispanic population is decreasing, continuously decreasing between 2004 to 2013, but it's definitely higher. It's reported at 5 times higher compared to the non-Hispanic population in Kansas. We tried to assess the odds ratio, and we found some of the interesting results. If you see, for the foreign-born population, they reported 26 times higher odds of getting active TB disease compared to the US-born population, and for the non-Hispanic Asian-American population, reported 16 times higher odds of getting active TB disease compared to non-Hispanic white population. So that is, these are definitely a significant results we have found so far. Again, this particular graph is based on the length of stay before TB diagnosis, based on the world region of origin, and this gives us a very specific high-risk groups in Kansas population. So among foreign-born population, people coming from Asia and living in the United States for less than 5 years and more than 20 years, and this one reported the highest TB burden compared to the rest of them. And then the people coming from Mexico and living in the United States for more than 20 years reported higher TB burden. So quick discussion, significant disparity has been observed in race and ethnic population. mentioned, more than 50% of the TB cases of early cancers reported racial ethnic, among the racial ethnic groups, especially the Asian American and the Hispanic population reported the highest TB cases. We have also seen the differences between the US-born and the foreign-born population, and foreign-born population have substantially elevated risk of TB compared to the US-born in cancers, and this really needs to get underlined, this really needs to get focused in terms of achieving the TB elimination in cancers. We have also seen the effect of length of US residence, and I would like to mention here that we, unfortunately, we don't have a screening and a diagnosis policy where foreign-born population which is coming in US and living here for more than 5 years. We currently, according to CDC, we just focusing the foreign-born population coming from high-incidence countries and living in United States for less than 5 years. But we don't have anything for people who are coming from high-incidence countries and living in the United States for more than 5 years. So this may suggest to update the current guidelines in order to get better TB prevention control policy than prevention, I would say. Overall, this study, we are hypothesizing that majority of the foreign-born TB cases may be attributed to acquisition of infection. So they are getting the infection in their own countries with their high incidence countries of origin, and when they come to the United States, there might be a possibility that they are reactivating that infection. So we are hypothesizing that it can be the conversion from TBI to active TB disease, and that is the reason we really need to address this high risk population. In terms of focusing the LTBI among the foreign-born subgroups, which we have just talked about. So, quick conclusion, I would say significant disparities in the incidence of TB exist. In cancers like states which is definitely a low TB incidence, one of the low TB incidence states, we do have a lot of disparity associated with foreign-born and US-born, as well as some of the racial and ethnic groups we talked about. And elevated risk of TB infection occurs among the foreign-born, as I said, and majority of them are coming from Asian countries. Study application, I would say that a comprehensive approach is required in terms of achieving the TB elimination in the state of cancers, where different strategies can be combined. So say, for example, finding and treating the foreign-born people before they come to the United States, or once, I mean, right after they come to the United States, can be one of the options. Or providing more health education, or providing maybe education to health providers as well in terms of understanding these high risk groups from foreign-born or racial ethnic minorities, and help them to understand more about screening and diagnosis policies. We can also try to control the TB in their country of origin. You know, that also can be one of the strategies which can be helpful in terms of reducing the TB burden we have in specific subgroups, high risk groups, I would say. That's it. Thank you so much. Any questions?